Today's Daf Lamed Gimel. Every day, what we do, every day is we learn, we start the Daf, okay. And we try to finish the entire Daf.
And if we can.
And sometimes we do, and it depends who comes. Sometimes there are people who come, they really want to understand every word.
Right. Got it.
So I don't remember. That's how it resolves. But it depends. It really depends. Night. Besham, I listen Daf Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis is the mission. Besham, I remember Lo Yimana Yisrael Makayin LaBachar. So we have here a Bachar Baal Mom. A Bechor Baal Mum is eaten by the Koyal. Bezman Hazeh. Today we don't want it to become a Baal Mum. We don't want it to be a Bechor altogether because you have to wait until it gets a blemish. But let's say, whatever the case is, we have a Bechor, and the Bechor has a blemish, and the Yisrael gives the Bechor to the Koyain, so the Koyain eats the Bechor as if it is ordinary chulin. I mean, pretty much, there's certain Kedusha, but it can be. So the question is, who eats, once the Koyain gets the Bechor, what is the Kohen allowed to do with the Bechor? Can he invite Yisraelim to his dining room table to eat the meat of the Bechor? Can he invite a Goy? Or must he only invite another Kohen?
Is it Bechor Baal Mum, you
say? Yes. Because the Bechor that's offered as a Korban.
Right.
And that's only
is
in the...
Is it pigeon on that? Or?
No pigeon. No. No, there is no pigeon. A Bechor Baal Mum, there is no pigeon.
No, not a Bechor Baal Mum. Regular Bechor.
What do you mean? That's a tam?
Right.
An animal? No, an animal is offered as a korban.
Right, I understand that.
No, so there's no pigeon. It goes on the mizbech mamish as a korban.
So that
we're not discussing. Right. We're discussing if a bechor that has a blemish. When a bechor has a blemish, so you give it to the kohen. The kohen, you don't. There's no redemption. You give it to the kohen. He eats it.
Right.
He eats it. It's like a madness kahuna.
Right.
So shail is, who else is allowed to eat the bechor? Can we give the bechor to a... Could the kohen invite a Yisrael,
and the coin has Bailis on it.
Yes, it's his. It's his moment. It's his property. So who now?
And it's not considered any sort of kachim because it's a Baal Mum.
No, I mean it does.
So the mum takes away the kedusha. I mean, I don't know.
The mum, right? So the mum, yes, to a degree, the answer is yes. It takes away the kedusha that it's no longer offered on them. It's very complicated, right? It takes away the kedusha that it can no longer be offered on the mizbeach.
Right.
But it still has a din mumminess where. Is there a taka redemption? Maybe I'm making a mistake. If the Bechor gets a blemish, does the Kohen redeem it? I don't think so. I don't remember.
Okay.
Let's put that aside for now. The Gemara taka discussed a couple of days ago. I don't remember. Gemara talked about. I'm not clear. I don't know. But let's put that aside for now. Right now, the point is the Kohen has in his possession and he's all ready to go. He's all ready to eat it. Question is, who exactly eats the Bechor? Only the Kohen eats the Bechor? And can he invite other kohanim to the bechor? Maybe he has it himself. Maybe it's
really
little. What? That's the question. The question is who can he invite?
I thought the question on Israel, other kohanim.
Why? If it's given to him, it's only
kohanim?
His. Right. That's the rabbit. That's the more is pashas. Everyone agrees that he can give it to other kohanim. Even that has to be understood. Why is that so? Okay, whatever the case is, that's
true.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly the custom.
Right.
So
why would this be?
Why would Bechor be different? Yeah. Why? Because it was given to him. I don't know. Okay. I hear you. Okay, you're right. I mean, maybe.
Sorry,
I didn't say no. Good. No. Adarabba. No. You got the wrong guy here. Adarabba. All the more questions, the better. Adarabba. So the Shammai says, Lo Yimone Yisrael im HaKohen LeBechor. No such thing. A Yisrael cannot sit at the dining room table of the Bechor Baal Mum. Ubeis Hillel Matirin, and tremendous Chiddush Vafilu Goy. Now the Mishnah only presents two opinions. Tanakama, the Beis Shammai says, go to Memekotze Elakotze. Only Kohanim verse Beis Hillel that's Matir, not only Yisrael, even a Goy. So that's Maslis of Man, who is the Mishnah that says, Rabbi Kivi, the Tanya, that says that even a Goy, the third opinion, the Mishnah that says even a Goy, can be invited once the Kohen gets it. It's his mom, and he can give anyone he wants. It's going like a Rabbi Akiva time, Lebrais, the Bechor, in Bechor.
So again, it's only because it's a Baal Mum, and the Baal Mum, for some reason, the Mum takes off the status of any
Kedusha.
Sort of Kedusha.
Exactly.
And it becomes regular Mum.
Kulin.
And he's the Baila on this Mum, and he can invite anybody.
Anyone he wants. But it has to first come to him.
Yeah, okay.
There's a step. You cannot, the Yisrael who has the Bechor Baal Mum in his possession cannot skip the step and give it to a Kohen. No one's allowed to eat it. So Masnisa Manda Mikivri, the Gemara breaks down the Mishnah to three opinions. Now the Mishnah only presents two opinions, but the Gemara is telling us that in truth there are really three opinions. What's the time of the Brayis, the Bechor, and Bechor? A Nimim, a Love Bechor, only one that can be Nimim, like means like this Lashon, like, you know, it's a very interesting Lashon, to say the word Nimnin, because Nimnin is a word that's really exclusively used only for a Korban Pesach.
Right.
Korban Pesach, so you have to be part of a Chabura.
Right.
So you have to be counted. B'chor, there's a din, you have to be counted? Where did he come from? No, so you don't use the word Nimnin when it comes to other Korbanos. So here, for whatever reason, I don't know why, we're borrowing from a Korban Pesach, and the truth is, there is, I think that the only two Korbanos we do Shlicha. A B'chor is like a Shlamim.
So is
Korban Pesach. But the din Zrika is different. The din Zrika, that's what they have in common. They have in common that you don't do a Zrika, you do a Shlicha. I'm not mistaken, Bukhar and Korban Pesach are the only two Korbanos that you apply the blood by pouring it.
Right.
Some Korbanos, Chatos, you dip your finger.
Yeah, because I thought Zrika has to do with Kapara.
Zrika, so every Korban to a degree has an element of Kapara. Korban Chatos, yeah. Even Korban Oila. Korban Oila is Mechapar and Korban Asay. Ashlamim, you ask, what is name? Is Mamish no Kapara? Maybe you're right, okay, maybe you're right, could be right. But every type of carbon, there's a different way you apply the blow. Oil is lamala. You dip your finger in the blood, in the basin, and you very delicately apply it to the corners. A carbon chatos, you take the bowl, like this, and you throw the bowl. You don't dip your finger. You throw it. Then, when it comes to a carbon that's by a carbon pesach, and if I'm not mistaken, only by a bechor, if they have in common, so maybe that's similarity. You take and you pour it. You pour it on the yisoid. You don't take it and throw it by the kli, and you don't dip your finger in and apply it. Is there another thing that you do? The only other time when you dip is on Yom Kippur, the carbon. Chatois that are put inside of the heichal, there you taka dip your finger,
right.
And you go like that. So there are three different. There is the oila, you dip your finger,
right.
And then there is the chatos where you do what's called zrika,
right.
Zrika. That's two. Karm pesach with bechor is shlicha. That's three. And the chatois apnimiyos is done with hazah. Hazah is where you dip your finger,
and you
flick it. So there are four different, they say sprinkling. See, sprinkling is not accurate.
Right.
Sprinkling is only by the chatois apnimius.
Right.
Zurika, the oil loosely translates, you sprinkle.
Right.
There's no such thing. You're throwing. It's really, you're taking the basin and you throw it. You're tossing it. And Bechor and Pesach, you pour on the yisoid. So we have Vastis Amar Abiyakim, he's on the right, so Bechor, and then Olav Ela Bechavura. Okay, also there's a Chavura, it's just one of you know, pet peeves. It's not a Chavura, it's a Chavura. In Lakewood, Do you go to a chavura or do you go to a chabura? If you go to a chabura, means
like
a punching mat.
You live there, you go to a chavura.
A chavura. Chabura means a wound. With a base, a wound with a vase, it means a group.
Right.
So, ilchar einim level chavura shakula kohanim. Half of the filter of Risham. Risham says, ir shakula kohanim. In order to eat the Bihar, everyone has to be a kohen. It's a club. But in those days, you have to imagine, those days, no refrigeration. Like today's harvest in Sinai's Gemara. You have a bechor, right? Who cares? You shach the animal, you have a freezer, you put it away. You put it away for a month, for a year, you have meat for a whole year. That's today. In those days, there's no refrigeration. You shach the animal. If you don't eat it today,
right.
Tomorrow it's rotten.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
And that's a law, because you're letting it...
Al-tosimen menu. It's a law shema maisa. To what degree are you allowed to cause to happen? I don't know. I guess different parameters. Shalom Aleichem Shlemi. We have Baruch Hashem. We have a
new member.
So we have here a Shakula Kehanim. So Divrei Beis Shammai. It still says Afilu Zodim. It still says not even Zodim. Now here's the problem. Our Mishnah says still Matirin. V'afilu goy. In this brisa, Beisul is only matter what? Yisraelim. And along comes Rabbi Akiva, matter afilu goy. Okay, so show me, I will give you three opinions. A Bechor Baal Mum. Yeah?
Yes.
So what do you do with the Bechor Baal Mum? You give it to the Kohen. And what does the Kohen do with it? The Kohen eats it. Who else can the Kohen invite to sit at his dining room table? So three opinions. Tanakam, one opinion, Beshamai says, only other Kohanim. V'zehu. The Bechor retains the Kedusha of Bechor. It can only be eaten by Kohanim. So the Kohen that is the recipient, he has to now in turn invite other Kohanim to consume the Tzvit.
Because the Bechor Tam is only Kohanim.
Bechor tan, no, not necessarily. That's
so
another, another
said
question.
It continues.
A Bechor, this is a question. Let's say you have a taka of a carbon. We have to discuss this. Let's say you have a carbon, a tan, and you bring it as a carbon. You give it to the kohen. The kohen brings as a carbon. Can the kohen give it? Can the kohen give the carbon to other people? Could he give it to a Yisraelim? Even according to the Man Yama that says that when it comes to a Bechor tam, you only can give a Bechor balmum, you only can give Kohanim. What would Beis Shammai say with regard to a Bechor tam that's given to a Kohen? Not necessarily. Because maybe there, because you bring it as a carbon, and a Bechor is not a Kotche Kotchim, a Bechor is Kotchim Kalim, and all Kotche Kalim can be eaten by anyone. Is there a halach when it comes to Kotche Kalim that only can be eaten by a Kohen? Bechor or not? I'm guessing now. I don't know. So it comes out in a tremendous. If this idea is correct, it would come out in a tremendous chiddush. And a Bechor tam, a Bechor tam, you bring it as Besar Kodesh. You bring it as Besar Kodesh. Who can eat it? Anyone who is Tahar in Yerushalayim that is eating it with Kedusha can eat a Bechor, the boss of Bechor, up to that of long days. Can eat the Bechor tam, which is has the status of Kachem Kalim. But if it's a Baal Mum, and it's not being eaten midin kachim, it's being eaten midin matnas kohuna, and there's still a residual degree of kedusha, according to Beis Shammai, the only ones that can be invited to participate in eating this meat are other kohanim. According to Beis Shammai, Shalom Aleichem, when it rains, of course. Wow. Wow, Shalom Aleichem, how are you good? Okay.
So I'm a base.
Okay, so this is that now.
What you were saying was taken for granted. Everyone holds it that a Bechor tam.
I don't know. I do not know. I'm just throwing out a story. I do not know. I really do not know. Okay, so we'll review the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically says we have over here a Bechor balmum, a Bechor that has a blemish. What is the halacha? When a Bechor has a blemish, you give the Bechor to the Kohen. The Kohen eats it. He eats it like it's regular meat. Mm-hmm. Question is, the Kohen cannot possibly eat the entire animal in one shot.
Share to a Zohar.
That's the question. So the Kohen cannot possibly eat the entire animal, especially in Tam Chazal, when there's no refrigeration.
And if how much time to eat a Bechor? If it's a carbon,
yes.
Then you have one day?
Two days and the night in between.
And if it's mum, there's no limit.
There's no limit. You can freeze it. If you can freeze it in a freezer, you can salt it. In ancient times, how would they preserve meat? By salting it. So if you want gesund to hate, question though is, even though you're going to salt it, whatever you're going to do, who else is allowed to participate and eat this meat? According to Beis Shammai, you can only invite, which was another Agamar? Oh, so the next volume, I'm sorry.
There's another one over here if you want.
Okay, so the question is the Bechor Balmum, how many people, when it comes to a Bechor Balmum who eats it, only the Kohen eats it, the Kohen is the one who eats it, and the Kohen, if he wants, can give it to only other Kohanim, period. Beis Hillel says no. You can invite Yisraelim. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Akiva says you can even invite a goy.
Who says this?
Rabbi Akiva.
Wow. Well, it doesn't say the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva.
We did it. Let's go to Gemara. Masnis and Mani Rabbi Akiva he detanya b'char ein ninim elav elachavur shukul kohanim. Okay, only give it a shamai.
How come it doesn't say explicitly in the Mishnah his name? Looks like it's together.
So that's the more exactly. So obviously, the Mishnah is machlek, is what the Mishnah boy Rabbi Sil holds. Okay, it's not clear because the Mishnah only two opinions. But see, my time in the Mishnah, what's the lumnus? Why does Beis Shammai hold that a Bechor, Baal Mum, can only be given to Koyhan?
Yeah.
The Chassidut says, Uvis Saram, the flesh of the Bechor, Yiyeh Lach. It shall be to you. What does that mean? Mo hasam koyhanim in Yisraelim lo, af hocha koyhanim in Yisrael lo. Now, what is the raya? The raya comes
this
passed by the Chozev Shoik.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the Chozev Shoik is one of the Matnas Kun on a regular animal of a carbon shlomim. A carbon shlomim. What do you do with the carbon shlomim? You give every the Kohanim get the Chozev, the chest, the Shoik, and the thigh. The right side, the right leg is given as a gift to the Kohanim. A carbon shlomim. So it's meat. The bulk of the meat is given to the owner of the carbon. A regular Yisrael comes to the Beis Hamikdash, the governor's carbon shlamim, so he eats the entire animal. The hide, which is not really our discussion, goes to the hide. Who's the hide goes
to? The Kohanim, no?
Only Kachakashim, I think. I think the hide goes to the Ba'olim. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But the Chozeh, the Shoik, the chest, and the right thigh goes as a gift to the Kohanim.
Does that mean he can invite a Yisrael to the Chozeh, the Shoik?
L'chorinat. When it comes to shlomim, when you give them the matnas kahuna, the chozev v'shoik, no, it only goes to the kohen. Let's see. That's the right. That's exactly the right. Ma b'chozev v'shoik kohen, imshol lo d'chsiv ata. How do you know that when you bring a korban shlomim, and you give the kohen the matnas kahuna from the korban shlomim, namely the chozev v'shoik, it is only they who can eat the chozev v'shoik, and no one else. They cannot take the chozev v'shoik and give it to a Yisrael or a guy, because it says explicitly in the pasuk, loch, you, the kohanim, you are the only ones who are permitted to eat from this meat.
Sounds like it should be the other way. Sorim yiloch, you could do whatever you want with it.
No, that's not the drasha. The drasha is, it's another pasuk. This is the general pasuk that you give the chazav. Rashi really is answering your question. It says in the pasuk, "Ubesodam yiyeloch." You give the kohanim the matana. Now, there's another pasuk that says, "Who eats this matana?" There's another pasuk Rashi quotes, "Atayu uvanecha, your sons." Together with you. So this pasuk explicitly tells us that with regard to the gift of the chozev v'shoik, the only one that is permitted to eat this meat are the family of the kohanim. Now the Gemara is making a svara that just like chozev v'shoik is a matan that goes to the kohen, it's on the pasuk explicitly says only his family. We're going to use that as a binyan for all other forms of gifts of meat to kohanim. The only one that can eat it will be the family of the kohanim and no one else.
According to Beis Shammai.
According to Beis Shammai. Ubei still says no. You cannot compare. What's the obvious flaw in this argument? It's a balmum. There it's a tam. That's a carbon. When animal is a carbon, how can you compare a bechor balmum to a chozev v'shoik of an animal that's a tam? That has kedusha. This does not. Ubei silal hanim l'tam av balmum kesiv. It says hatameh v'hatahar yachtav yochlan. It says explicitly when it comes to an animal that's a balmum, all animals of kadoshim that become a balmum, after you redeem it, it can be eaten even by people who are tameim, just like a tameh can eat an ayol, a tzvi and an ayol. A tzvi and an ayol is a chaya. It is never offered as a korban on the mizbeach, so you never need to be in a state of tahara to eat a tzvi v'ayol. And the pasuk compares a korban that has a blemish and was redeemed to a tzvi v'ayol. So here we're dealing here with a b'chor balmum. You give it to the koyed. Maybe a nechanami, the koyed is allowed to invite a goy, invite a Yisrael. So Beis Hillel says, "Honey, b'chol tadam balmum." Because if it says that's about yachdav, yachdav mat tomei sheino yichab kodoshim kalim mat tomei, just like a tomei sheino yichal b'kodoshim kalim, but yichal b'b'chor. A tomei that does not eat kodoshim kalim can eat b'b'chor. In other words, let's look at the koyed himself. Let us look at the kohen himself. Can the kohen himself eat?
This is part of the same. This is
part of the raya. This part of the raya. This part of Beis Hillel. Let us discuss the kohen himself.
Right.
Ma tamei, a person who's tamei. If let's say the kohen is tamei, is the kohen allowed to eat from the bechor that was given to him as a gift? Yes. If we have a bechor, and the bechor is. And the Bukhar is a Baal Mum. And we give it to the Kohen. Is he allowed to eat from the Bosar of the Bukhar Baal Mum in a state of Tumah? Absolutely, yes. So if he himself can be Tumah and eat from it, why can't we give it to a Yisrael or even to a guy? You see that there's no din of Kedusha that is required when it comes to eating an animal that's a blemish. Don't bring me a raya from the case of the chozev v'shoik. The chozev v'shoik requires tahara because it's kachim. Mm-hmm. So there, in a chinami, the halacha will be that you cannot give it to a Yisrael or anyone else, because there we see the term is makbid on tahara. When it's makbid on tahara, then you have no right to expand and give it to another Yidru. But when it comes to a balmum,
because the fact, the in Makbid on Tyra is an indication that it has a sense of Kedusha.
Kedusha, exactly. Right. And therefore, and once it has Kedusha, we have a right to say, the Kedusha is so strong, you have no right to go and say, give it even to Yisrael. Because Yisrael has less Kedusha than a Kohen. So Zor she'oichel b'kadoshim kalim einoy din she'oichel b'chor. So Zor is even better than a Tomei. We make saying in a more powerful for that. We can make a kalvach a madach when it comes to a b'chor. The koyein a Tomei is weak. A Tomei cannot eat kadoshim kalim. But a Tomei, who is a, let's say a Koyein, who is Tomei in a Bukhar, that's a given, doesn't say anywhere in terms of the connection, it says in the first of the Pasuk, HaTomei, and the Bukhar that gets the blemish is included in Psul HaMikdashim, so certainly a Koyein that's Tomei, can he from the Bukhar that's a Balmum, a Zor, a Yisrael, that is even more powerful, Sha'ichel B'Kodashim Kalim, a Zor when he's in the state of Tahara can eat from Kodashim Kalim.
You mean like Shlomim?
Shlomim. Einoy din she'yoichal b'chor should be able to eat from the b'chor.
Where toida also in all cases.
So the Gemara says, no, it's not a rye. How can you?
How do we know meiser?
How do we? We say meiser. When do you get meiser?
Shlomim,
meiser. Shlomim, all kachim kalim. All kachim kalim is in the same category. Kachim kalim. Meiser behem is just one example of kachim kalim.
You should eat meiser behem.
Right, so the Gemara talks in the Sugya, I think.
Yeah, so you could have brought it Gemara, just like Maisa Behem is Mutter. So Bechor also.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Avul Baal Mum Zor. Look at the second Rashi. Avul Baal Mum Ksiv, Parashas called Bechor, HaTomei VaTor Yachtov. So, a Baal Mum, what is included in the. We're discussing here Bechor. We have a question. Who can the Kohen feed the Bechor Baal Mum to? To whom? Can he only feed it to other Kohanim? Or is he permitted to feed it to Zorim? So the Gemara is saying, well, let's first analyze the Kohen himself. The Kohen himself, when he wants to eat from this meat of the Bechor, does he need to be in a state of Tahara?
No.
No. He can be Tomei. He can be Tomei and can eat it. If he who now is Tomei can eat it, Al achas kama v'kama azor can eat it, because generally azor is even stronger than a tameh. Because azor in one situation, well, the Gemara is going to attack this from the sun, but azor has potential to be tahar. And when azor is tahar, azor can eat kachim. But a person who is tameh, we're taking different concepts. The concepts do not necessarily make sense. Maybe it's a good time to point out the svara. We have Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes, correct? Amongst the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes, something called the Kal V'Choymer. Then there's the Gemara says something called Kal V'Choymer Odom Don Minafshe. A person can make a Kal V'Choymer on his own; he does not need a Mesorah. So what's going on? Everyone agrees, without exception, that when it comes to the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes, when it comes to Gzeirah Shava, there's a word here, and there's a word here. Apples and oranges. No shaykhis one to the other.
You need Messiah.
You need Messiah. Yeah. You need Messiah. Right? You need Messiah. So a Kal V'Chomer, you don't need Messiah. Kal V'Chomer, Odom, Don, Minavshe. Right? You can do it yourself. So the Or Sameach writes, there are two types of Kal V'Chomers. There's a Kal V'Chomer, Odom, Don, Minavshe, Aswara. And then there's a Kal V'Chomer that doesn't make logically one bit of sense. The same way making a gzeirah shava, does it make any sense, a gzeirah shava? You take a word here, you take a word over here, and magically you bring them together, whatever it says over here, says over here. What does this have to do with this? This is yellow paper, this is white paper. What shaykhis is there between this and this? There's no shaykhis. There's a mesorah. There's a mesorah, halacha l'vashem sinai, there's a drasha, you take over here, put it together. In the world of kal v'chomer is exactly the same thing. There's a mesorah. There are two principles. There's something called the tomei, and there's something called a zar. Does a tomei and a zar really have anything to do with one another? Nothing. But yet, if there's a mesorah, we're able to use certain rules to build, create a drasha based upon a mesorah, no different than the way we make a gzeirah shava. This is our smeach, and this ends all this kasha because you learn some of these kal v'chomer comes to the Gemara, they're wild. The Gemara makes kal v'chomer.
What are the two kal v'chomer, two types of kal v'chomer?
there's a Kal V'Chomer that's
that
logical.
It, yeah, yeah.
The Gemara there are 10 times, there's a logical okay. Kal V'Chomer. And then there's a Kal V'Chomer we take, like, young Almar over here. We take over here two different principles
yeah.
that really have nothing to do with one another. Wow. We're taking a principle, a concept called the Tomei, and a concept called Zar. They really have nothing to do with one another. To make Kal V'Chomer over here, if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need to make sense. The same way a Gzeir Shav doesn't make any sense, it's pure Mesoira. Likewise, there's a Mesoira. Take these two principles, look at Kulois and Chumus in these two principles that make nothing to do with another. You can build upon that a principle and then derive a halacha. So yeah. That's exactly what the Gemara here is doing. We're taking two principles, the principle of Tamei and the principle of Zar. Tamei has a very great stringency. What is the stringency? Someone who is Tamei cannot eat Kadoshim. But the one who is Tamei, the one who is Tamei has the ability to eat a Bukhar. So let's say it has a leniency. Even the principle of a person who is Tamei has leniency. And Meiser can be eaten when they're Tamei. Exactly, that's the point. Tamei, we're discussing the principle of Tumah. We have here a person who is Tamei. Is this person allowed to eat a Bukhar Baal Mom? Yes. The owner of the Meiser Behema, is he allowed to eat the Meiser Behema in his Tamei? You separate every tenth animal. I separated this animal as animal. And then it gets a blemish. Am I allowed to eat it?
No.
Yes, you are.
In the state of Tamei?
Yes. Once it gets a blemish and you redeem it.
Oh, yeah, once you get a blemish.
Meiser gets a blemish, you redeem it. What do you do with it? You eat it. Can I eat it in a state of Tamei? Yes. Is this still called Meiser Behema? Yes. The Bukhar that gets a blemish, is it still called the Bukhar? Yes. So you have over here a Bukhar, you have Meiser Behema. These are animals which have Kedusha. There's a residual degree of Kedusha. And now we take a person who's Tamei. Tamei, can you eat from these animals? Yes, you can. Yes, we're very lenient. No discrimination. A person whose Tamei is allowed to partake from a Bukhar and from Meiser. Now, let's now compare this to the case of a Zar, a Yisroel. A Yisroel is even more powerful. Why is a Yisroel more powerful? Because a Yisroel can do something that is a better concept, a more powerful concept than a Tamei. Because a Zar, the principle of a Zar is so, can eat even from Kachim. A Tamei can only eat from Bukhar Meiser. But a Tamei cannot eat from Kachim than a Tahar. But a Zar, the principle, don't get into the big picture, because the big picture is not going to make any sense. But we're just dealing with rules. We're following a set of guidelines of rules to build a halacha. But a person who is a Zar, and he's Tahar, can even eat from Kodashim. So we see who's better. Who's a better person? Who's a better person? A Zar is a better person. That is what we have established in the first part of the principle. So now, let's now find it out. We have a Bukhar. We have here the Bukhar, and the Bukhar now is Tamei. We're letting the Kohen eat it. If we can let the Kohen eat it, can't we for sure let the Zar eat it? Who's better? Who's more powerful? A Zar is more powerful. Because in principle, a Zar can eat from Kachim. And a Tamei can eat from Kachim. So between these two people, a Zar is much more powerful. He carries more weight. He gets a higher salary. Because a Zar can do things that a Tamei cannot do. Let's put that aside. Now we have a situation where we have a Bukhar. Let's even take a step back. A person who is Tamei can eat from all Kachim that have been redeemed. Generally speaking, like you think Meiser, okay, Kachim or Kachim Shlom that gets a blemish, or Meiser Behemoth that gets a blemish. Can he eat from it? A Zar Tamei? Yes! Once there is an animal that has been redeemed and the person is Tamei, a Tamei can eat. But a Tamei cannot eat from Kachim Kalim. Now we have a situation at hand. The situation is the Bukhar. The Bukhar is blemished. Who do you give the Bukhar as a blemish? You give it to the Kohen. Who is allowed to eat this Bukhar? A Tamei. Right, a Bukhar. A Kohen that's Tamei can eat it. If a Tamei can eat it, certainly a Zar can eat it. Because we've just established that a Zar is greater and more powerful than a Tamei. That is Moris Kasha.
That's what's kasha? That's the reason of Basilos.
So that's right. That's Basilos. So Gemara says, no, I don't like this. Gemara says, the Ikah is four lines down. The last one, I don't like this. Not there's a flaw in this argument. What's the flaw? Ikah lemifrach, malitame. Malatame, sheken hutan michloloi ba'avoidas sibur. It's not true. A tame is better than a zar. Because toma hotra b'tzibur. If Gans Klal Yisrael, so it was a very good daf yesterday, Pesach Sheni. Is that right? If Mashiach would have come yesterday, would we have brought the Pesach Sheni? No. If Mashiach would come between Pesach Lish and Pesach Sheni, would we bring Karan Pesach? No. Why not? The only time you bring a Pesach Sheni is when the majority of Klal Yisrael brought the Pesach Rishon.
No.
But if the majority of Klal Yisrael did not bring the Pesach Rishon, then there's no din Pesach Sheni. So why didn't we say Tachni yesterday? There's no din Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni would only be a Yom Tif if Klal Yisrael brought the Pesach Rishon. So since we didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, so it's a kind of a kasha. It's like some holy you shouldn't say. You should say Tachman yesterday. And some say, either there was a Beis HaMikdash, was a Beis HaMikdash, what kind of Yom Tif is it? It's a Yom Tif for the Tanaim and the Rechaikim. What kind of Yom Tif is that? You celebrate a day for the Tanaim and the Rechaikim?
Those are one of the times they talk.
Okay, so that's an all different topic. But in any event, the Gemara said, your whole question was built on the principle, on the foundation, that a Tohar, that a Zohar, is more powerful in concept than a Tameh. I disagree, Beis Shammai says. A Tameh is more powerful than a Zohar. Because a Tameh, Tomo Chutra B'tzibur.
Like you see by Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, Gans Chal Yisrael's Tameh, you roll Karbonis. Is there such a halacha that if there are no Kohanim, a Zohar can do the Avodah? Never. Never. There's no such thing as Zohar doing the Avodah. Mele, who's more powerful? Ikal Mivrach. Mele, Tamei, Shekhen, Chutim, Luchul, Mavad, Eskut, Sibur. So it's a very good kasha. Ubeis Hillel. Otu, Bavodah, Komar. What kind of kasha are you asking me? I'm talking about eating. In the world of eating, who is more powerful? A Zohar is more powerful. A Zohar can eat Kachim Kalim, and a Tomei can never eat Kachim Kalim. You're asking me a kasha when it comes to doing the Avoida? We're not discussing the Avoida. We're discussing eating. You have to break them apart.
Rabbi, a Zohar can also be Tomei.
A Zohar can be Tomei, right? But a Zohar, in the full principle of a Zohar, when a Zohar is not Tomei,
when he's Tahar,
okay, then the Zohar can eat Kachim. Yeah,
right.
The definition of a Tomei is the whole Mahus of the Mitzvah that he's Tomei. What you're really asking is this whole Kasha doesn't make any sense really because of your Kasha.
Yeah.
And that's why I introduced the Meshach Chochmah, our Sameach is Enoch Hanani. In the big picture of these Kal V'chomers, you do have Kasha, you can't compare one to the other, but you don't need to get involved in that. If there is a Mesorah to build a Kal V'chomer from two different halachas, and one has a leniency, one has a stringency, you are permitted with a Mesorah, like a Gzera Shava, to build a halacha based upon the principles of a leniency and the chumra. So Achila Zor, with regard to Achila Zor,
so it's still good.
Adif, who's better, according to Beis Hillel, in regard to when it comes to eating, a Zor can eat Kodoshim Kalim. A Tame can never eat Kodoshim Kalim. Memela, when we have a situation at hand where we have a Bukhar Baal Mum, and we are allowing a Tame to eat it, certainly we should allow a Yisrael to eat it. Now, what are we left? What do we leave hanging? There's some hanging fruit here that we have not yet accounted for. What about a goy? According to Rabbi Akiva said, who was the coin allowed to invite? He's allowed to invite a goy. A goy can eat kachim kalim. A goy can eat. So the whole kalv chomer has no application to a goy. A goy maybe in a chnam. This was once upon a time was a bukhar. If it's a bukhar, it has kedusha. So you want to go with mechadesh that psuli hamikdashim. If it can be given to a tamei, it can be given to a yisrael. It can be given to a zor because a zor is better. Yeah, but a goy is not better. A goy cannot eat kodshim kalim. So what's the shot? So what then is the lundis of Rabbi Akiva? What's the pshat? So the answer is Rabbi Akiva.
No kedusha to the
Oh, give the answer. The answer is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both working in the, with the principle that the Bechor remains Kodesh even after it gets a blemish and it is redeemed. Let's assume you redeem it. Even after a Bechor gets a blemish, it remains with a Kedusha, a principle of Kedusha. Oh, that's Kedusha, you're right. Then there's a Machlokes, do we go and we say Balmum, the principle of Tumah versus Zar, all of the, because it's all in the framework of, but a Goy, you're right, a Goy is out. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of any of these Svars. Rabbi Akiva holds very simple. You don't need to come on to Kal V'Chomer once you exactly once. This is Murray right now. Exactly. I'm ready for a shining bar. So we're the bar. Now before we go by, there's one other thing I want to point out, and that is what talk is the machlekes between Beis Shammai when it comes to eating. How could Beis Shammai go and say, "Oh, but what about Avoida?" Beis Hillel is the Gvald Gakasha. Beis Hillel said, "What are you comparing eating to Avoida?" And the answer is very, very simple. Beis Shammai holds eating is an avoida. There's no chilik in the avoida of putting the blood on the mizbeach and eating. It's a pasuk. The ochlu oisam asher kupar bohem mikan shabolim shakrihanim oichlim uboolim mis chaprin.
So what is Basil going to say?
So Basil holds a different level. It's not ma'akif. The eating is not ma'akif. It's not the same adreg.
They're not obligated to eating it?
They are obligated to eat it, but if they do not eat it, the Ba'olim get the same kapara, even they don't. But you see, it's all, if it's very well with Machlo, Beshamay is very, he takes into consideration more sensitivity to spiritual matters. Eating is an avoida. It's a chelik of the avoida. Memela, it's fair game to slog up your kal v'chomer. Look, when it comes to azorim, when it comes to tameim, a tameh is more powerful because a tameh can do avoida when everyone is tameh. Oh, but we're discussing eating. There's no difference between eating and putting blood on the mizbeach. Eating is an avoida. Putting blood on the mizbeach is an avoida. Eating is an avoida. It's fair game.
Because you can have nicer if you don't eat it.
Oh, you have nicer if you don't eat it.
You know,
that's not the point.
Finish eating the carbon, what's left over is nicer. But, you know, you're not allowed to eat.
Yeah, but that's not part of the avoida. That's not an avoida. That's
not an avoida.
That's not an avoida.
I'm not saying nicer is an avoida. I'm saying that.
Okay, but eating, you're also eating kodesh. You don't need to come on. You just say it's the mice of eating. A zor, when he eats, he's doing avoida. When the kohen does avoida, that's avoida. When you eat, you're doing avoida. It's all one big avoida. The male is fair game. The Yisrael is doing avoida by eating. So it's all one fair game. Beis Hillel says, no, you're right. There's an avoida, but it's not the same level of avoida. There are two madrigas. There's avoida of doing the ikra avoida of the dam, and there's another avoida we eat, but it's not the same madriga. Okay, next sugya. Rabbi Kiva, my time, Rabbi Kiva, Kitzvi v'chayol. The Gemara, he learns the deeper lumness is that it has no kiddusha whatsoever. We can read the Tzvi v'chayol, ma Tzvi v'chayol mutul l'goy, af pesulim psulin mutul l'goy. The pasuk compares psule hamukdashim to a tzvi and an ayol, which is mutul l'katchila. What does he do with this pasuk? He says, no, I need the word tzivayol for different drash. It's not available to teach me that a goy that has no kiddush. What does he mean? It expands the scope of the drasha by pointing out to us that it says to the word three times the word tzivayol. Number one is ksiv. Tlasa tzivayol ksiv. Chad lich Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara is going to explain all three in a moment. One is for Rabbi Yitzchak, the Chad lich Rabbi Yishaya, the Chad lich. Chad lich Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yishaya. That's one. Okay, so they both say the same exact drash. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yishaya. We'll see in a moment what the drash is. The Chad lich Rabbi Elazar Hakapar, the Idach ma tzvi vayol putunim min habuchayra apsuli hamukdashim. To the min habuchayra. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says there are three tzvi va'ayols. Tana kama alib deyitzul amalach tosiv ayolziv berei anoich in parashas rei chad alib deyitzvag rabbi shaya v'lo nisparish lanu heichon. So look at that. Rashi says no idea what in the world this drasha is. I look on the side of the Gemara, and on the side of the Hagan, the Sun, he tells me, know where it is. If you have your Gemara, Ois Yud Aleph. You have your Gemara, Ois Yud Aleph? On my Gemara, I have an Ois Yud Aleph. On the side of the Gemara, it says, Rashi Kisvayat Isa Chad, the Rosh Hashanah, B'mesechta Makos, Perik Eilechin Aloikin. What does it say there? Amar Yitzchak, Hamanik Shar Shal Psuli Hamagashim Loike, if you work with it. Amar Abu Shaya, Hamarbia, so Hamanik means Hamarbia Shabshabhidashim Loike Shtai Mhov the Guf Echad Vasa cost of Shnei Gufim. How many get two sets of Malkas? That's the Taisvis. Taisvis says the Khalim is Shay and Taisis. Pesh Kundras. The Loy is Sparish. The Imtaima. Mefarish. He the Perik Shay the Malkas, Hamarbia Shabslam Gdashim, the Hamanik Shabslam Gdashim Loike. Why do you get Malkas? Guf Echad hein v'asan akos of shnei gufim. Perush. In other words, it's kalayim. If I take an animal, let's say with general halacha, if I take a shor and a chamor and I hitch them to a plow and I have the shor and the chamor pull the plow, what is the halacha? I'm chayiv malkos. Why am I chayiv malkos? I was oiger nisderais to be manig of working with two animals together. You're not allowed to be work with two animals together. Here I only have one animal. But being that this one animal has two kedushas, has the kedusha of chulin, because I redeemed it, but at the same time has kedusha of hegdish, because it has a residual degree of kedusha, so in this one animal there are two minim. So just like if I would guide two animals together, I'll be chai for kilayim, so too if I have one animal which has a double kedusha, who says it has to be two physical elements? It can be a spiritual element and a mundane element coming together. That's also going to be called Klai Michai Malkus.
98
Malkus.
98
Malkus. Two sets of Malkus. Oh, no. Why are there two sets?
That's four. It's 39.
The first one case of Manik.
Oh, 39 and 39.
Manik, just being Manik. Then the Vasan goes to Shnei Perusha Shor B'fnei Atzma Nechshav Kitsi V'ayol Tahaynu Shnei Minim. The Pasuk by telling us that when you redeem an animal that once upon a time was Hegdish, it's now like a Tzvi and an Ayol. If you were to physically take a Tzvi, a deer, an Ayol, and hitch them to a plow and pull them, would you be Chai Malkus? Yes, you would, because it's a Tzvi and an Ayol. So the Pasuk says that when you redeem a Kachim, an animal that has a blemish, and you take that single animal and you pull it, you're pulling two animals. Just like if you were to physically put, it's Gzeres HaKosef. Because there's an element of chulin when you redeem it, so it's chulin. But there's a residual degree of kedusha. So when I pull a single animal in the street, I'm pulling it. Let's say I hitch it to a wagon. I go for a ride. It pulls a wagon. One animal. This one animal pulls a wagon. In this one animal lies two creatures. A creature of Chulin and a creature of Kodesh. And that is considered to be Kelayim, no different than if I would hitch my wagon to a Tzvi and I don't have it move forward. So that's what the Pasuk is teaching us by saying Kitzvi Vayol. That's one Pasuk. That is a Shita of, and something else similar when it comes to being Marbia, if you mate. Okay, v'amalei shabbos 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 loike a good echav v'heini hamasa kodesh shnei gufim peirush shashor b'fnei atzad nech kisvi v'ayol hashaminim v'loike moshu gimel faru sham shekzasu kodeshim kzasu kichul. I told you the other pshat. Ela mitzvah v'ayol nafka. Okay, it's the same idea. Whatever. The pasuk of Gzeres HaKosef is telling you that it has the status of two different animals. So that's the first drosha. The first drosha tzvi v'ayol is teaching you're going to get malkis because we're going to view it to be kelayim. The pasuk is telling us that it's no different than a tzvi v'ayol. Next drasha. The chad one is, v'idach, the second drasha is going to be, v'idach, plus the tzvi v'ayol, k'siv chad l'ch rabbi Yitzchak, rabbi Yitzchak v'rabbi Yishaya, the chad l'ch rabbi Yitzchak said, v'chad l'ch rabbi Hakapar, what did rabbi Loza Hakapar say, s'raj, b'shchit ha'schulin, b'shchit ha'schulin, b'perik sheni, and there the halacha is to teach you it's coming to teach you the law that Chaya needs Shechita. Because you may be misled to believe the only creatures that need Shechita are animals. where behemoth. Where does it say the law of shechita? It says that kiyarchik mimchoham amakim. If it's too difficult to bring a behemoth as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, it's too far to travel. No, you can eat it here wherever you want in Tel Aviv, provided vizavachta kasher tzivisicha. You do a proper shechita. If not for this pasuk, you know what the result would be. You don't need to do shechita today. You'd shut down the whole industry. Okay, meat would cost a fraction of the cost because there would be no need for shechita. You don't have to hire shechtem. The only time you would need to do a kosher shechita is when you bring a korban. When you bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you need to do shechita. But to do shechita on an animal of chulin, there's no need. Kamash milan. If you can't make it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's too far of a distance, and you want to eat meat, no, I give you permission to eat meat, even though you're not offering the meat as a carbon, provided vizavachta, which means you do a shechita, as I command you, misinai halacha l'moshe, misinai to do shechita. Now, wait a minute. The pasuk is discussing a behema. It's not discussing a chaya. So that we have this pasuk, tzvi vayol. If you have a kodshim, if I have over your name, let's kodesh, and it gets a blemish, the Torah says, no, it got a blemish, no problem, redeem it, and you can eat it, even if you tame, just like you eat a tzvi and an ayol. What is the Torah telling me by telling me like a tzvi and ayol? It appears it's coming to teach. But that it's coming to tell us something about, to compare it to a tzivayol. But the truth is, the pasuk is indirectly telling us just the opposite. By equating this behema that developed a blemish and is redeemed to a tzivayol, is indirectly telling us that just like this animal is a behema, and a behema is a given, as we just said, requires shechita, likewise chayois require shechita. A tzvi v'ayol, who represent all of the chayos, they also require shechita. Sorry, two down. Okay, it says in the Torah Pasha the word tzvi v'ayol. So one, we use it for the drasha that's going to be chiyav of malkois, v'gmanik, instead of kalayim. One drasha is to teach you this principle of shechita by chaya. And now the third drasha is the idach matzvi v'ayol b'tudim min ha-b'chayra, af-shlamikdashim b'tudim min ha-b'chayra. Is there a din b'char by a chaya? There's no din b'char by a b'chaya. It says the word behema. By the parsha of b'char, you give, because you only count it as a carbon. There's no such thing as a carbon by a chaya. So there's no requirement to give. There's no requirement to give the firstborn tzvi and the firstborn ayol to the koyein as a din b'char. Because a chamor is pet chamor. It's not a carbon. It's a din pet chamor. But when it comes to a chaya, it's not even kosher anyway. But chamor, it's a different category. But when it comes to kosher chayos, so there's no din b'char. So it's coming to teach us, just like by a chaya, which cannot potentially have a din of a b'char, so too pisule hamukdashin. If I have an animal that developed, that was once upon a time slated to be a carbon, and now it develops a blemish, and I redeem it, and then it gives birth to a firstborn, there's no din b'char. There's no din b'char. So it comes that now we've already used up through all three psukim, the three times that in Parashas Re'eh it says the word katzvi v'chayol. We need each reference for a different drasha. There is no tzvi v'ayol available to teach me that a b'char has zero kedusha. If you don't have a pasuk, what is the assumption? Just because you redeem it does not mean the kedusha dissipates. The kedusha is still there. If it's still there, you can't give it to a guy. An animal that once upon a time has sanctity, the sanctity does not disappear. The sanctity is always there. The question is, what do you do with it? So the Torah says, redeem it and eat it. You want to make a kal v'chomer that a zar can eat it? Gesunte heit, make a kal v'chomer a zar can eat it. But to say that a goy can eat it, that you have no right to do. The sanctity remains. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva says, there's no sanctity. Because I hold that one of these three psukim of Tzvi Vayol is coming to teach me that when you redeem an animal that has a blemish, it's zero. Zero sanctity. If it's zero sanctity, invite a goy to sit at your dining room table to have the meat, no problem whatsoever. That's the Gemara's maskah. Next week's Gemara. Turn about machinos alanidas. Now we go into Nusugi, we're giving it to a nida. Who is a nida? Are we referring to women, referring to people that have been pushed away, excommunicated? What?
Yeah, like
so here we're referring over here to a woman who is in nida, right? We're referring over here to a woman who's tameya. Rashi over here says it said in nida, nida is loy the tamei shachal hakodesh chayiv, because it's a nida is going to be in a different category. Let's see, tanu rabbanan bechor ein machilin oisoy l'nidais. Who says this? Divrei Shammai. Tremendous chiddush. It's much more than
this
we learned
again,
before.
Balmum giving it to
yes.
A kohen, and the kohen wants to give it to some anida.
Cannot. The kohen, eats it. Right. The kohen can eat this in his
tummy.
So he
can give it to a guy, but he can't give it to anida.
No, he can't. Beshamai holds no. Beshamai holds he can't. He only to other kohanim. Beshamai lishitas he holds. He only can give it to other kohanim. Okay. He learns that from the chazav shaykh. Just the chazav shaykh can only be given to kohanim.
Right.
So too only now, but the kohanim can be tummy.
Right.
Correct. Oh, the Kohanim can be Tomei, but if one of those Kohanim is a Nida, then the Nida not. A wife, yes, as long as she's not a Nida. As long as she's not a Nida. A daughter, yes, as long as the daughter is not a Nida. Time Chazal, you were saying, time Chazal, time the Gemara, single girls went to Mikvah. They went to Mikvah, and were not to be Matam of the Bias. Even not so long ago, they went Erev Yom Kippur to Mikvah. Single girls. There was such a thing. Single girls, Erev Yom Kippur.
They still do.
No, they still do.
My mother told me, yeah.
Not anymore. This generation?
When we were living on the
poor side. Because your mother was in charge of the mikvah. She ran the mikvah. So single girls can't keep from the Erev Yom Kippur?
I believe so. They were. Not too many, they were.
Maybe the Yekas, they did that?
I don't know.
Today, do they think they still do it today? I highly doubt anyone today does this today. So it's hard to imagine that today there would be such a thing today in America. Even in Israel, where they would allow a single girl. Even Erev Yom Kippur, it's a minikat mine. It is a minikat mine, but it doesn't sound like today they do this anymore. Any event, Bukhar, ein machilin oisal l'nidais divrei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says machilin oisal l'nidais you can. My time Beis Shammai, what's the pshat? D'chsev, we compare it to chazav v'shoik. D'chsev, b'sar miyelcha, mahas l'nidais loy, afhacha l'nidais loy. Oh, how do you know there you can't go into a nida because there are tamei. By Chozev v'Shoik, a woman, Yasmi Tar. So this is the obvious question about a man that's Tomei. So let's hold off on that question for one moment. So the more, as a Mahasam Nidois Loi, Afhacha Nidois Loi. We compare it to Chozev v'Shoik. Chozev v'Shoik was not given to a woman who's Tameya. So too, a Bukhar will not, that Bukhar Balmum will not be given to a woman who's Tameya. And we have this obvious kasha. What about a man that's tummy? Why is that an exception?
What then does the chazav v'shoik have?
Kotshe kalam. Definitely. Ubeis Hillel. How can you compare? How can you compare to the case of the chazav? The same exact kasha. Mani milay tom. The same kasha that he asked before. That he asked before when it came to the general halacha that Yisrael did it. Mani milay tom. Mani milay tom. State had tummy v'atar yochlenu. What is his rebuttal? Oh, so now is where we come to the crux of the issue. Why, when it comes to a man, is it different?
Different times.
This is a very important principle that is all over Shas. There are different types of tumah. There's tumah hayotze migufoy, and there's a tumah that comes from midava acher. We'll come to this in a moment. A person who's walking in the street, and a helicopter, they drop down a piece of meat upon him. He comes with a sheretz, with a nevela. That's an external tuma. And then there's a tuma hayotze migufoy. A woman who's in nida, that's an inborn generated tuma. A tuma hayotze migufoy is chomer. It's a chomer ad ma'id. So just because we know that there's a balmum, the Torah says, ka'atome ve'hator yoichlenu, ka'atzvi v'chayol, what is Beis Shammai? It's maskin. I also allow a man who's tamei to eat a bechor baal mum because it's a pasuk. Like you're right, tamei. I'm not going to deny you what it says in the pasuk, but that pasuk is only discussing a tumah haba midava acher. But not a tumah hayotze migufoy. When it says in the Torah, tamei v'ator yachlav, that tamei v'ator ya'en chaboyotze michidushoy. If it says tamei, you only have a right to assume a tumah, that's an external tumah. Now that's an internal tumah. Aval hecha, the tumah yotze migufoy loy. How do you know there's such a distinction between different types of tumah? Who says we can make such a distinction? The ashkechon, the paldrech, mana bein tumah yotze migufoy, lo bein tumah she'en tumah yotze migufoy. How do you know there's a mishnah, pesach, rabbi tumah, lo yoichlu mimenu zavim umutzorohim. What's the halacha? Let's say it's ganz klal Yisrael is tamei. It's a very important halacha. Ganz klal, whole big suyisamis, himself with psachim. Ganz klal Yisrael is tamei. So tumo hutra bitzibor. So does that mean every tamei is allowed to make a karban pesach? No. Only tamei meis. Tamei meis. Tamei is an external tumo.
That's the reason why you have pesach sheni.
No, Pesach Sheni is when the majority of Klal Yisrael brought and the Yochid did not. Let's say, for argument's sake, it's Erev Pesach Rishon and Gans Klal Yisrael is Tomei.
Thomas Mace.
The majority of Klal Yisrael is Tomei Thomas Mace.
So what's that?
They bring it. Tomo, Chutra, Bitzibor. So everyone lines up to bring the Karm Pesach instead of Tomo. But do the Zavim, the Zavais, the Mitzorayim, do the Nidois bring? No. They lose out. They do not bring a Karm Pesach because when the Torah was Matum Hutumor
Pesach
Rishon, the Torah was Matum Tumah Hutum Bitzibor, was only Matum Tumah and Chitzoni is the type of Tumah, not a Tumah Hayotze Migufoy. So, what do you learn from this principle? That the Torah itself is Mechalek between two different types of Tumah. So, once we have established such a precedent that it does exist. Two types of tumah. We now apply it to our sugya. And here, when the Torah says hatameh v'ato yachlav yachlim, when it comes to a bukhar, we're only going to apply it to a tumah that from the outside, not a tumah that comes. If you do not have a precedent, a legal precedent somewhere in Shas that the Torah is mechalek between these two different types of tumah, you would have no right to say such a svari here in the case when it comes. To our sugya of Suli Hamagdash.
Usually, Av HaTomah is the strongest, but over here Usually,
Av HaTomah is the strongest. No, the Gemara is like saying that Tomah Hayotze Megufa is stronger than Tomas Meis.
Always?
Yes. It seems to be saying we're comparing. It seems to be your binyan Av L'Chol Tomah Kuli. Yes, it seems to be.
What about a Balkeri?
Yes, it's also.
But it doesn't list this, it's not enumerated.
So, how come it's not enumerated?
Well, the Kasha?
No, that's the reason the answer is very simple, because a Balkari can go to Nikon Bitar. It's not a problem.
Uh-huh.
A Balkari, if he's Tomei by
whereas
a Zov, he needs Zainikim.
Oh, that's right.
He needs Zainikim. So the Balkari can be Matar himself for the evening. Herv Shemesh. He goes to Mikvah, and then when it comes nighttime, he can even go on Pesach.
Yeah.
He has Tahara, so he has no problem. So there's Moses So therefore, the question that falls back on the Shiloh Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel, the bull's now in your court. What are you going to answer me? Why do we allow a Nida to eat from a Bukhar Balmum? Just because the Torah is Matir, a Bukhar Balmum, a Bukhar that has a blemish to be by a Tamil Atar, that's only a Chitzadis HaGatumah. Beis Hillel cannot compare the case to Karm Pesach. Hasim Udiga Rachman Tamein Tamei Nefesh. There, the Torah by Pesach says the word nefesh. Nefesh is from the outside. Oh, the outside. Oh, so Melu, you can mechalek not a tumah hayotze megufay. Here, it doesn't say any different. Hatameh v'ato yachtav yechlenu. That's it. Kol out. It's kol everything. So therefore, we have a right to assume that the Torah is matir. A tomei, even a tumah yetsa megufay to eat from a bukhar balmum, and the male anida has no problem eating from a bukhar balmum. Here another minute, one more. Torah bar in margilim biyantav. Margilim mean to flay the skin of the animal. Okay, margilim means from the leg down. You have an animal and you want to flay its skin. Are you allowed to remove the skin on the yantav? The answer is to make a utensil. Know why it's a very big tircha. To go and to pull the skin off the animal is a lot of hard work, and it's a zilzul to engage in this activity on Yalut Rashi. It says, "Ein margilin avafilu balmum liaf shitoi to flay it derech haraglayim kol arshad." Why would you want to go do from the legs up? There's an advantage when you flay the skin from the legs up. You have a big, big piece of skin, and you can use it for a mat. You can use it for things that you could, that there's no limitation of what you can use the leather for. But if you flay it from the head going down, then what happens is you have pieces, shtiklach. So then you're limited what you can use the leather for, because only small pieces, and it's much easier. It's much easier to do so, and that's not called a tircha. So margila means to flay from the legs going up.
So why is it? Is it din of bechur?
No, it's a din of tircha. It's a din of tircha. It's a din of zilzul on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do a melacha which distracts you from the kedushas hayoyim. Ein argilim Yom Tov keyotzibon. And why is this gemara being brought over here? It's discussing even kachim. What do we mean by kachim? Rashi explains the chiddush why over here. Fafilu baal mum. The reason why it's being discussed over here is ein argilim Yom Tov. And now notice over here, our gemara says over here bechor. Now we have another girsa over here. Over here, an our gemara does not say the word bechor. Rashi, a different girsa, where he makes the focus, makes why we're discussing here a bechor. Yafilu baal mum leavshito derech aglam kol or sholim lasis men mapuach lalapachim, to make a bellow in order to blow wind against the fireplace that should go. That's what they would use it for. Why? Okay, and then he goes on to say, why not? Should go with the sort of...